Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, it's winter.
Yeah.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's everything is big and heavy and...
I want big food.
Big food. big wine.
That's right.
Big wedge.
I want a big pot of something, you know, bubbling on the stove when I get home.
I mean, I'm thinking pot roast.
Yeah. And we need big wines for all that. So I went out and just, you know, picked up a few that I thought were interesting, and I'd like to share those with you. First of all, this is one I know you're familiar with. It's Peter Lehman's Clancy's, and it's a Cab Shiraz Merlot blend from the Barossa Valley, 2011, all of $16. Clancy's is a tried and true old reliable. It's a big and brawny wine with lots of juice and muscle. And it's kind of dark and beguiling. It has this kind of powerful nose of dark berries, crushed field herbs, and a smack of road tar. On the palate, I was finding just a lot of flavor with wild Grenache-like flavors and aromas, although there's no Grenache in it.
Right.
But it had that character. And it was pretty complex for $16. If your food's going to taste good in winter, this wine's going to taste good with it. It's pretty simple.
Sounds good to me.
Here's one I think we both know, and it's from some friends here in Baltimore responsible for it. It's the House Swine Cellars Zinfandel from Paso Robles, 2011, $20. Just look for the contented pig on the label with a glass of wine in its paws. Yeah.
That's sort of a self-image right now.
That's how I feel, too. But, you know, getting past that, it's a really nice wine. It starts with a light and lively raspberry nose, tinted with a hint of chocolate toffee aroma. And you take a sip and you'll find bright acidic fruit over earthy briary cores. Every nuance of flavor in this is really first rate. And the wine shows very, very well. So I really like it. A spicy beef stew would be perfect with this. Now, here's one that I thought was really pretty interesting. This is Ancient Peaks Winery Renegade. That's the name of the
wine. Don't know this one at all.
I didn't know this one either, but, you know, the name kind of captured my interest.
Yeah.
Paso Robles, 2012, $21, 70% Syrah, and some Malbec and Petit Verdot thrown in. But this is deep and tangy, wild and bangy. I mean, this is it's a really pretty direct, big red that will serve as it's kind of a nice blank canvas for full-flavored food. For the full effect, I think you need to decant this wine for at least an hour. Let it breathe, because then you're going to discover a lot of subtle nuances in the wine that I thought were really wonderful. I was getting fleeting glimpses of ginger and pomegranate, tart black plums.
Wow, that's a lot.
So you add that to the spiciness, and you've got a pretty nice package. So
sure.
That's Renegade. Pretty cool. This next wine, the label tells it all. It's a kind of a crude cartoon of a bomb that has a fuse lit. It's about to explode. It's called Boom Boom. And it's a Syrah. And it's from Washington State. And it's made by Charles Smith Wines. And, you know, I mean, it's a big, bold, informal, totally everyday big old red. You got chili, get some Boom Boom to go with it. You know? I'm not saying there's anything the least bit complex about this. There's nothing whole, entirely varietally correct about it. But I enjoyed it. And, yeah, $15, you know, you're not going to go terribly wrong.
That's that perfect wine descriptor. Yummy.
It is yummy. Speaking of yummy, if you want to encounter some yummy wines from the state of Maryland, you ought to check out the Winter Wine Showcase, where the best of Maryland's wines are going to be in one place, January 21st at the B&O Museum. For information, go to marylandwine.com. I think it's a fantastic event. I hope I can get there. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.